Thanks, guys, and head coach Chip Kelly talked today to the media for the final time before Sunday's big NFC East matchup against Washington, and he talked about the depth at inside linebacker where Michael Kendricks is doubtful to play on Sunday. That means that Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho are competing to start, but it also means that the Eagles have slid first-round pick Marcus Smith to inside linebacker for the moment just for practice. Kelly talks about that. He also talks about the matchup with the return of DeSean Jackson. Both sides know each other very well.
I think it's a great point. I think it's a wash then. We know him. He knows us. So, I mean, he's got experience against Kerry and Bradley and the guys that will line up against him, and our guys have experience against them. So, you know, it's not. I don't think anybody has an advantage in that situation.
Yeah,
it's a numbers. It's a numbers thing. I don't know where it will play out from now on, but you know, when you only have four inside linebackers in your 53, and then one of them's hurts, you know, we got to bring someone over, and so we brought Marcus over from outside linebacker, and we'll see, you know, how he fits and what he can do. I don't know. I mean, he's got a skill set, and he is athletic, and he can play. You know, but his position that he played in college was defensive end, then outside linebacker. So I think it was maybe a little bit more of a projection.
There's also an interesting connection between the two quarterbacks in this matchup on Sunday. Nick Foles and Kirk Cousins went to Michigan State together originally before Foles transferred to Arizona. Foles talks about that connection, and DeMeco Ryans talks about what to expect from Cousins and the Redskins offense.
It's pretty crazy to look back at our freshman year, me, him, and Brian Hoyer, Connor Dixon, John Van Damme, we're all in the same quarterback room. It's crazy, but at that time, Kirk has always been extremely talented. He's always been an extremely hard worker, a great leader. So it doesn't surprise me at all the success he's had, the success he had at Michigan State, and he's continued on. And he was a great teammate, you know, to me at Michigan State, and I know he's a great teammate for the Redskins. So I'm really happy for him.
They look pretty good. You know, as far as running the ball, they do a really good job. Their offensive line, it's a big offensive line, but they're athletic. They do a very good job of running a stretch play, and that's a play that we know they're going to run. They know they're running it, and it's something that, you know, we're going to have to stop that play.
That is your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the Eagles 360 studio.